On Saturday, a Berkshire County-based academic will speak about her new book as a fundraiser for a local nonprofit. Gwendolyn Van Sant is the CEO and co-founder of Lee-based Multicultural Bridge.
Multicultural Bridge is a nonprofit organization. We're dedicated to cultural competence and equity and justice. We provide training, education, and opportunities for community to gather and conversation.
Saturday, it's holding a fundraiser as a part of its Social Justice in Action series. In honor of Women's History Month, Van Sant chose speaker Dr. Saidiya Hartman of the English Department at Columbia University.
Dr. Hartman's real purpose in life, I believe, or from my perspective, is giving voice to the African-American history, reframing it in ways that's empowering and less about sort of the downtrodden history of African-Americans, but really the strength and beauty in our culture.
Hartman's newest book was published by W.W. Norton & Company in February.
So the title is Wayward Lives, Beautiful Experiments.
That's Hartman. The book explores the paradox of young Black women living in northeastern cities at the beginning of the 20th century. A rave review from the New York Times praised its, quote, beautiful immersive narration, and distinctive electricity and tension.
So we have these, you know, young women who are intoxicated with the idea of freedom, who hope to make these wonderful new kind of lives, lives that would only be possible in the aftermath of slavery, and supposedly lives that wouldn't be restricted by racism in places like Philadelphia and in New York. And instead, what they encounter are a set of racial restrictions that are different than the South, but no less severe.
Hartman says the women found themselves living in ghettos and, regardless of their skills or experience, overwhelmingly restricted to working as domestic servants. In the cities, they face the racism of the white working class, as well as the learned racism of immigrant groups like the Italians, Irish, and Jews.
Basically, that becomes their lesson in what it is to be an American. I mean, there's a joke that the first two words that every immigrant learns, one is the N-word and the other is okay.
For the young women, Hartman's book follows finding ways out of their racial enclosure. In the rare instances it was possible, required creativity and collaboration.
One available path was if you could sing or dance a bit, working in the chorus. So that was a way to make much more money than a domestic, to have a life that was more fun, more glamorous, and to have a bit more autonomy about one's existence. The other thing was that young women often pooled meager resources so that they could all live together and they would kind of share and pool the money that came in so that none of them would be required to work full time.
Hartman describes her work as an act of discovery, exploring the understudied lives of people living on the cusp of transformation.
People think of, you know, the Harlem Renaissance as a kind of a moment of all this kind of artistic creativity, queer politics, or, you know, in terms of, you know, white folks, the jazz age. And what I say is that, well, no, many of those kind of like transformations of like intimate life really take place for Black women much earlier, and they're agents of that transformation. And, you know, when we think about kind of men's political agency, we might think of like, oh, people protested the war, they didn't want to fight, that there was a critique. But what about the kind of the everyday critique that average working class people are living? I mean, they have, you know, critical ideas about the world that they are a part of, and they're also developing tactics and strategies in opposition to the imposition of certain kinds of social scripts.
Hartman's talk will explore all these issues and more. It starts at 3 Saturday at the Mount in Lenox. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.